We're doing the Sefer Amidot, and we're up to page Reish Lamed Gimel. If any of you want copies, there are plenty of copies up here. Ugdora mizot amru rabotein zichonah livracha. Our sages said, went so far as to say in the Medrash, Vayar lukim tkol asher asav v'inei tov meod. Be prepared. Chazal have many fascinating midrashim on this verse. It says, God saw all that he had done, and behold, it was all very good. So Chazal Darshan, why does it say very good? Tov me'od. Tov, good, refers to Malach HaChaim, the angel of life. Me'od refers to Malach HaMavet, the angel of death. Good is life. Very good is death. Beyuze. The explanation on this. Leval melacha yekara halach lashuk v'inech beveito al shulchano klem nachto ha'ikarim bilti sgurim. Oh, a mashal. We saw this mashal already. We saw it in the Magen Midovna and Megillas Esther. A person went out to the marketplace and he has his perfect instruments. Imagine he has his violin. $20,000 violin made of the finest wood, and he left it on his table outside the case. Vayal b'no ha-katan ken aviv beveito, so his little son sees that Abba's not home. Vayal etzel ha-shulchan ve'kol ha-kelim ve'yasham ke'avat nafsho, so he ran to the table, he grabbed the instruments, and he figured, I know how to do this. Okay. Vahiki va'aviv, says father came home, v'itragez alav me'od. Says father got very upset. V'yomer hanar, halo tikanti melachtecha. He says, Dad, what do you want? I turned the knobs on your violin, I pulled the strings, I added another few holes so that it makes better noise. I did such a good job with your violin. V'yomer va'aviv, says father, says to him, shote, fool. Halo otcha naru var. You're still a lad. You don't know anything. You haven't learned this skill yet. You don't understand anything. And then when a fool like you lifts his hand to deal with something as precious as this, undoubtedly he's only ruining. Because he doesn't know how to fix things. So then the only thing he's going to do is he's going to be destructive. So that's the mashal. Ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar. So too God said, Re'ei, behold, natati lefanecha hayom et hachayim ve'et hatov. I gave before you today, Hashem says, life and that which is good. V'chasho yomar ha'adam ataken me'at b'ofen sheyeh hatov tov me'od. And then a person says, let me see if I could do one better. Al ze amru chachamenu zichonam livracha, about this our sages said, tov ze yetzer tov, umalach hachayim, umeir et ha'adam el hatov. When it's good, that's life. That's the angel of life that arouses us to do that which is good. But when you try to go beyond that which is good, you want to do better, me'od, ze yetzer hara. That's the desire for that which is bad. Kasher tomar litaken sheyeh tov me'od, be'ofen hayoter mehudar, kefi chefetz levavcha, uchefi havanatcha, da ki ze yetzer hara umalach hamavet. If you have the tov, you have that which is good. The Torah tells you, this is what's good. And you say, let me do one better. So then the Torah says, you should know you're destroying. The Torah says, love your fellow man like yourself. So it says, take care of yourself. And then he's like you. But who comes first? Imena nili nili, I come first. And a person comes and says, no, I know it's raining, I'll give him my coat. So what if I get sick? Where did the Torah say that? The Torah says, love him like you, but it didn't say, forgo you for him. I'll do one better. Who says it's better? The Torah gave you guidelines. The Torah says, give charity, but you're limited. You can give a tithe, you want to be extra pious, give a fifth. person says, I'll give everything away to charity. No, but I want to do more than the Torah says. I want to do better. Comes the Torah and says, no. Tov, doing what's good, doing what the Torah says, that's good. Tov me'od, you want to go beyond that? You want to think you're going to do better than the Torah? No, that's the angel of death. Oh, v'da ki avodah motziyah ha'avdut min ha'koach el ha'pol k'mishpat ha'gargir ha'tamun ba'aretz. Hine koach ha'yevul asher ba'gargir ha'no ra'uy limuma. When you have a seed, all you see is a little seed. But when you plant that seed, you're taking the capacity of that seed to grow into a plant and you're bringing it into fruition. Look at the seed. You don't see a plant. You see a seed. What you have in a seed is potential. You plant it. It grows. Now that potential has borne fruit. Dual meaning, borne fruit. And now you have grain. כן עבודה תוציא את ההתאמצות העבד והכנעתו ושקידתו למלות רצון אדונה ולפועל ואז היא נקראת עבודה. When we do mitzvos, that's taking the theory and bringing it into practice. You have a servant that tells his master, I love you. I'll do anything for you. And then his master says, okay, could you get me a drink? And the servant says, hold it, I'm busy texting. What do you mean? Part of what happens when we live a Torah lifestyle is that we take that theoretical good person, and we all have all kinds of theories, and we put it into practice. We live the lifestyle. We live the lifestyle of one who is faithful to Hashem. Who was I discussing it with? It wasn't you guys. It was a different group. We had a student who was a great philosopher. Spoke about morality. Spoke about kindness. He wrote beautiful thoughts. And I was very taken by his works. He gave me some of the books he wrote on philosophy of being a kind person. And then he came to study here. And one day I get a phone call from his wife. And his wife says, I want you to talk to my husband. I said, what's the issue? So she said, well, I'm in my sixth or seventh month pregnant. And he decided that it doesn't make sense to him that we should have a child now. He wants to fly to a country where it's legal to have an abortion. I said, there are still countries where in the sixth or seventh month you can abort a baby that's not called murder? So she said, yeah, he's researched it. That's what he wants us to do. So here you have a person who wrote a lot. I was very taken. I read his books. I was very taken by what a moral person he must have been, because he wrote a lot about what morality meant and how to be a kind person, and he spoke about such lofty ideals. But when I sat with him and I said to him, we'll call him Charlie, I said, Charlie, at 7 months, that child could be born. How could you call it an abortion? I'll adopt the kid. Give me the baby. Don't kill him. 7 months. You know what that means? I don't know what country allows you to do an abortion at 7 months. In Judaism, we don't allow an abortion unless it's dire circumstances. We don't allow abortion even after a day. But okay, whatever. And there was no one to talk to. And it blew me away. Here I had read his books, and I was confident that this person was such a moral person. I figured Judaism, as he's studying about what it means to be an Orthodox Jew, it'll only help him refine. He must be such a great person to begin with. I remember when he gave me one book he wrote, and then a few months later he gave me another book he wrote. I was very impressed, but it was all theory. Because when it didn't work with his workload, and it didn't match his thoughts of the type of lifestyle he wanted, so then if you call it an abortion and you don't call it murder, that's perfectly okay. Says the Magid Midovna, the Torah is about taking the theory and living it. And when you live it, that's when you really become a true servant of Hashem, a moral person, a good person. It's not about writing books. It's not about having a blog. It's about living it. It's about being it. And that's the mitzvos, and that's the tov. You want to know what's good? You were given a guidelines. You're given a system that's perfect. And when a person tries to say, well, let me just do it a little differently, that's when the Torah says, okay, that's tov me'od. You're going to try to outsmart, outdo the Torah? It's not going to work. And I can tell you in my own life, I found there were mitzvos I had to work on. One of them was circumcision. Anytime there was a circumcision, I'd run to the back of the room, bury my head in a corner, and wait for it to be over. And I kept thinking to myself, it's not right. What do I think? I'm more compassionate than my Creator. He gave us a mitzvah, then obviously this is what's good for the baby. And I kept forcing myself up from the furthermost back row to another row. And then I decided, no, I have to do one better. I have to learn how to be a moel. I have to force myself. It's not right. I think I'm better than the Torah, right? That's wrong. If the Torah gave us this mitzvah, then that's what's right. And I remember telling myself, you're not going to do it. And I said, you are going to do it. And I went back and forth, and today I'm a moel. A week ago I did a bris. I do every, what?
Then you still feel the same.
Today I have no problem with it. Today I also know it's easier now. I understand better what's happening, so it's easier. But it took a tremendous self-conflict, a lot of fighting to get there. Yeah?
According to Halakha, a baby isn't viable until he's 3 days old.
Okay.
So...